This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China intensifies military exercises around the self-ruled island. A day after Pelosi's departure, China's military was set Thursday to encircle Taiwan with 4 days of provocative live-fire military drills in at least six areas surrounding the island. China's state-run media said the Chinese People's Liberation Army conducted long-range live-fire shooting training in the Taiwan Strait around 1 p.m. Thursday. The report said expected results had been achieved without elaborating. The Chinese military activity appears designed to intimidate Taiwan, a vibrant democracy with about 23 million people whose government rejects Taiwan's claims to the island. Meanwhile, Pelosi continued her Asian tour with a stop in South Korea, where she met with South Korean National Assembly Speaker Kim Jin-pyo and other senior members of parliament for talks on regional security, economic cooperation, and climate issues.
So when we come and we want to advance security, economy, and governance in an interparliamentary way, our president, as you acknowledged, was here in the spring in May, and he has sent ongoing announcements about Asian Pacific Initiative, the IPEF, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework. We want to be able to work together for all of the purposes I mentioned.
For more information on this story and all the stories we're working on, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday the Western Military Alliance has the joint task of both supporting Ukraine in its fight against a Russian invasion and to prevent the conflict from spreading into a war between Russia and NATO. Speaking to a summer camp in his native Norway, Stoltenberg said NATO has a moral responsibility to support Ukraine and the Ukrainian people who have been subjected to a war of aggression. In a statement released by NATO, Stoltenberg said, describing the war in Ukraine, "We are seeing acts of war, attacks on civilians, and destruction not seen since World War II," Stoltenberg said, according to a NATO release of his prepared remarks. "We cannot be indifferent to this." Stoltenberg said the world would be a more dangerous place if Russian President Vladimir Putin gets what he wants through the use of military force. Meanwhile, the U.S. Senate on Wednesday, approved Sweden and Finland's accession to NATO by a vote of 95-1, sending a strong bipartisan message of support for expanding the Western alliance against Russia. Senate Majority Leader New York Senator Chuck Schumer said on the Senate floor Wednesday that Finland and Sweden's membership will strengthen NATO even further, and is all the more urgent given Russia's aggression and Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine. The usually lengthy process for admission has been fast-tracked in the Senate as part of a strong response to NATO's invasion of Ukraine earlier this year. The lone no vote came from conservative Missouri Republican Josh Hawley. Hawley took to the Senate floor to call European security alliances a distraction from what he called the United States' chief rival, China, not Russia. The United States is one of 30 NATO member countries that must approve Sweden and Finland's accession into the more than 70-year-old organization that has guaranteed European security since World War II. Republican U.S. Representative Jackie Walorski has been killed in a car accident in her northern Indiana district, according to a statement from her office on Wednesday. Walorski, who served on the U.S. House Ways and Means Committee, was first elected to represent Indiana's 2nd Congressional District in 2012. She previously served three terms in the state's legislature. Walorski, 58-year-old Walorski, was born in South Bend and lived near Elkhart in northern Indiana. She and her husband were previously missionaries in Romania, where they established a foundation that provided food and medical supplies to impoverished children. She worked as a television news reporter in South Bend before her turn to politics. Repeating this hour's top news story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has left Taiwan, but the effects of her visit continue to play out as China intensifies military exercises around the self-ruled island. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This